just kept bringing several different things to her heart in this. But I think I'm going to start reading over in the book of Isaiah. Seemed like I've read here, I don't know, for a week or two in this spot, and then seemed like the Lord kept having another scripture on her heart all week. And you know, I've read Psalms 37 a couple times this week here in revival and put it out on the call. But I know the Lord's going to tie all this together. But I desire you in his prayers. Bear with me just a minute. We'll all find our place in a minute. Like I say, you don't have to turn over, but I'm going to read in the 37th Psalm, too, before I read there in Isaiah, I believe. Lord, David wrote to us here in this. He said, "Commit thy way unto the Lord," in the fifth verse. He says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." And I'll stop there, but then we want to read over here in Isaiah. I think I told you it's the 41st. Maybe I said 41st. I meant 42nd chapter. It starts out there, and may read quite a bit right here. You can just bear with us. Starts out in the first verse. He says, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, until he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The village that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up their pools. And I will bring the blind by the way they knew not. I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. I'll stop right there, I believe. I thank the Lord for the Scriptures, and thank Him for what He's given us in this. As I said, I thought a lot on this week. And you think about the Scripture we read over there in Psalms. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. You think on these things a little bit, and I guess maybe this is the reason the Lord's had it on my heart all week. It's in these things, you know, we say a whole lot of times, I'm trusted in the Lord. And we say, and you'll read over in the Word of God where He tells us that we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. And you know, a whole lot of times, it's real easy to say those things, Mike. It's real easy for those to come out of our mouth. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight. I trust the Lord. And a lot of times we're very bold in those things. Hey, but I'm going to tell you something. When he said that there in Psalms about committing thy way, you know what that word commit means? It means to give in trust, to put into the hands or the power of another. And you know what's hard for us to do? It's hard for us to put our way in God's hands. It's hard for us to put our trust in the hands of another called God. Hey, there's a lot of times we can say it. Hey, but I thought about something that Randy sent me, Gabriel. He sent me there the other day. It may be Angie sent it, and I don't know. But one of the others sent it to me. And it said something to the effect, you know, that you look pretty stupid walking by faith until it starts to rain. Hey, old Noah looked pretty stupid to the world walking by faith, building a big old ark until the rain started falling. Hey, I want you to understand something. Mike, you're going to look a lot of times to the world ignorant in this way by committing our way, by putting our lives in the hands of a God this world can't see. You're going to look ignorant going into revival when the world says it can't happen. You're going to look ignorant when you try to follow God and it don't look like the way everybody else is going.
But we've got to commit our way to Him.
We got to trust in Him and He'll bring these things to pass.
If we want to see God work, we want to see our people saved. If we want to see our church grow in the grace and the knowledge of God, we've got to commit unto God, Gail, when it looks like we don't even need to be walking this way. Helping youngins back in the classroom, I'm talking about Paul. Teaching how that he walked with God and not with man, but he was walking through the revelation of Jesus Christ. You want to know something that the world don't see a whole lot of times? They don't see Jesus until they see us walking where we need to be. I've mentioned it, I guess, the past week. I mentioned it in Sunday school about them three Hebrew children in the fire. And the time that Jesus got noticed is when they had to go through the most fiery, hardest thing they'd ever faced in their life. You want to know when the world's going to see Jesus? Hey, they're going to see it when we're walking in the hard places. Hey, when we committed our path, we committed our way unto God. We're walking in a way we might see
and we're following
That's what I've been thinking on, Tommy. Get my eyes off this world, Jesus. Get my eyes off everything around me, Lord. Let me be blind to everything else around me. And let me see you. Let God be revealed in my eyes. And let me walk towards Him just as blindly to the things of this world as I can. We walk by faith, not by sight, don't we? You're willing to walk towards Him when it looks like it may not be the best option you got. But He says, go. How do I know I'm walking the right way, preacher? How do I know? The same way I told you in Sunday school, little brother. You walk by faith. You walk by the Spirit of God. You walk when God leads. Hey, I read it last night over there, the 23rd Psalm. How did He say that He was, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Mark, guess what? I fear no evil. Why? For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. You know how we walk through the hardest times they used to walk in? Walk with Jesus. Walk with Jesus. Commit your way unto Him. Put yourself in His hands just blindly. I got to study a little bit about blindness. And you know what some people's got? They got these dogs that'll lead them around when they're blind. Some people's got a stick. And they're walking on their own and they're out there and they're feeling with that stick. They don't know what's in front of them. They're feeling. You know what I'd rather have? I looked at both of them options as I was studying about blind people. You know what I'd rather have? I'd rather have my hands on that dog as I would that stick. Why, preacher? You want to know what that dog's got? It's got a set of eyes. And you want to know what? It's got a love for its master. It's got a love for the one it's leading. And you know what it won't do, Mike? If it comes up with it, where there's some trouble at, it'll cut that person off before it walks into it. And you know what? It'll put itself and it'll sacrifice itself before it'll let its master get hurt. We've got one walking before us that put itself in between us and the danger already. And you know what he's got? He's got a set of eyes and he can see what's ahead of us. And he's leading us along. You know what we've got to do? Take my hand, precious Lord. Thank you, Connie. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me on. Hey, through this way. You want to know what we got to do? You want to know what faith is? It ain't nothing but a spiritual hand. I got studying on that and got thinking about that. When I commit my way, when I trust God, I'm putting my faith in Him. I'm putting my trust, and I'm reaching out through faith and give the Holy God.
What did he say there? 42nd chapter of Isaiah 6th verse. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles.
We ain't walking blindly in this world, and we got to hold the hand of the one who created this world. My own flesh may be blind, but I'm going to tell you what, I've got one that's seeing everything in front of me. It seemed this revival was far off. It seemed his souls was coming far off. And you know what he sees tomorrow? He sees what's before us. And when it looks eager to the world, it's all right. He said it was peculiar, I mean. No, you're going to look peculiar if you walk for the Lord or what they taught you. You're going to look peculiar, Mark, if you walk for the Lord after on the job. You know what? When we get to looking peculiar, you know what people start seeing in us? Jesus. And that light starts shining out into the darkness of their life, you know? And it shines a path for them. Michael Wake's got told about the light we have around his house and hey, need to walk up through there. There's a lot of holes in the yard and you won't get hurt. There's a lot of people that got Jesus in their life. You know what they need? They need us.
They need the church of the living God to be shining a light out here in this world. Setting an example and shining the pathway before them. I've got no reason to walk away from him. Do you know what happens when I do? I'm walking away from the light of darkness. And you want to walk into something when well, I can get hurt. But as long as I'm walking towards you, see, the light is brighter and brighter and brighter. And I can see my path clearer and clearer. It's nothing less than a path of righteousness. I sent this scripture to a dear friend of mine not long ago. He's making some bad choices in his life. I'm not here to judge him. I'm not here to tell you who he is and all about what he's doing, what he's getting into, and what he got into. But I'm going to tell you what the Lord laid this scripture on my heart to send to you. The Bible said he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. If your path that you're walking don't line up with righteousness, then you ain't walking in the path of Jesus. You're walking away from him. If it don't line up with this book, then you ain't walking with him. You're walking away from him. You know what you ain't done? You ain't committed yourself to him. You ain't committed your ways. And you ain't trusting him. What's the word of God tell us? Open Proverbs.
Open Proverbs 3. Very familiar. 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And he shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. You want to know how to be happy in this life? Don't lean into your own understanding. Let the Lord direct your path. Be willing to get a hold of his hand and walk through this life. You mentioned Paul this morning. Saul on the road to Damascus. The Lord brought him down and he blinded him right there. Why did he blind him? Because Paul was walking by sight. Paul had been walking by sight. He'd been walking in accordance to the laws of the Pharisees, to the gain of this world, to man's respect. And you know what the Lord done? He brought him down and he blinded him. You know where we need to get? Blind. We need to get blind to this world and what other people think, to our own understanding. Not to lean on our own understanding, our own ways, but in all our ways acknowledge him. How do we acknowledge him? Sometimes we walk in a path. It don't seem like it's the smartest one to walk in to the natural eye. And we follow him with a commitment to put ourselves in his hands no matter what comes our way and what we face. Read to him over at Galatians in Sunday school this morning. Paul was writing to him over there at Galatians. He said how he marveled at how quick some of them had turned from the gospel. And to another, there is no gospel. Don't you know that this world looks in marvels? How quick some of us turn away from what we know is right. And turn to the other things. You know what that is? That's a non-commitment. That's not putting ourselves in God's hands. And that's following after our own thoughts. That's leaning into our understanding. And that's not acknowledging you. I've said that this all week, and I'll just keep repeating it until the Lord tells me to quit saying it. Them three Hebrew children didn't look like the smartest thing to do, did he? Daniel didn't look like the smartest thing to do. Keep praying when they said stop.
Moses didn't look like the smartest thing to do when his back was against the water.
Turn around there. If they kept walking, it was going to separate and give him somewhere to cross, did it?
We go through time after time after time in the Word of God. And God told him to do something. He didn't look like the smartest thing to do. But you know what God done? Delivered. He'll lead us. And a lot of times, they didn't seem like for this world the smartest thing to do was to come up to an altar to try to find peace. Didn't seem like the smartest thing to do. When I was laying in the bed dying, and God, Jesus said, call on me. It seemed like a man ought to turn to a doctor, ought to turn to something else. But through faith, I reached out my hand. And by faith, He reached out and He lifted me up from where I was at.
What is faith?
The Bible says it's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. This one's hoping for some help.
But hope that's seen is not hope.
When you reach out through faith and get a hold of His hand, you know what you'll do? You'll know that you know that you know that you know. There's another thing that He's guiding you through this life. He's guiding you through ways that I can't see. The Lord is my shepherd. You know what a good shepherd does? He leads the sheep. And you know what He does? He protects them, right? And sometimes, no doubt, He'll lead them through some of the scariest, darkest, dreariest looking places. Sometimes we have to walk through some low valleys. Sometimes we have to walk through some hard places. Do you know where He's leading us to? Some green pastures. He's got a table set before you in the presence of your enemies. Let you walk by still waters. He'll restore your soul. He'll bring peace in the midst of the storm. Why? How do you know, preacher? Because He's leading us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Do you know what His name's sake is? Glory. Do you know what God wants and desires from this world? Glory. Do you know how He did it? Through our walk with Him and our commitment unto Him. Because when we're in the fire, we're going to see. When we're cast into the lion's den, and they're going to see deliverance when we come out and they ain't been a tooth laid to us. We come out of the fire and we're going to smell smoke of us. That's how God gets glory by leading us through in the paths of righteousness. In the times when it seems the hardest to walk, it is the greatest glory for His people. We give up and lay down, we miss out on the greatest blessings.
We can't get weary in well doing.
You say something to live, but might not. We've already got to do some reaping. It ain't over.
God's got more. He's got great things to do.
Around you.
Don't let your thoughts
turn you down. You lean not under your understanding. You just keep acknowledging Him. You look unto God,
the author and finisher of our faith.
Through faith, I reached out and got a hold of it. He gave me that faith to reach out.
You know what He's going to do? He's going to finish what He started with me. He's going to lead me through this life. And He's leading me to a far greater place than what I'm walking in right now.
He's got me by the hand. Church,
He's got you by the hand. Don't loosen up. Don't let go.
Hold tight. You've ever held your life. Close your eyes been scripture after scripture this week. Lord, just been just running me over. The steps of a good man are ordered by God. The Lord let me preach at one time, Larry Jones. I'm going to read about a little man named Joseph. Loved his family.
He'd never done one thing wrong to him.
You follow his steps. He was hated by his family. He was sold off into slavery. He was cast down into prison. Every time he tried to do right, they tore him back down. But you know what? He kept the faith and he wouldn't turn away from his God. He ran out of his own coat to try to get away from sin because he didn't want to bring reproach to his God. And all down through time, you can look and going through that man's life, if you would have found him down in prison, and you would have found him sold by his brothers and hated. At those moments when you look at that man right there, you'd have said, there's no way God would have done that to you. There's no way God would have let that man go through what he went through. There's wives sitting in here today, and you look around and people wonder why in the world did God let them go through that? For his glory. Because the steps of a good man are ordered by God. You keep following that little man's life all the way around. And you know what he ended up being through his family? A deliverer. Because he kept the faith, he stayed the path, and his steps were ordered by God. Even the dark places he walked, even the low places, even the prison, even the hatred that he felt for his brothers, even the rejection, all the things he felt was ordered by God. There's no place for us to sit down and go ahead and beat on us. You know what we've got to do? Keep walking. Every time Joseph had an opportunity, he glorified his God. He gave his Father in heaven the glory for being able to reveal a dream, for being able to do all of these things. And by giving God glory, by facing prison, by facing rejection, by facing hatred, you know what he kept doing? He kept gaining. Why, preacher? That was a man that was committed. He committed his way. He put his hands in the hands of God. God gave him a vision early in life. And he stayed with it. You're born again, child of God, the Lord gives you a vision. You stay with it. You just keep walking your path.
As hard as it may seem, as discouraged as you may get.
And I'm just here to tell you, you're going to get discouraged.
You're going to get downhearted. You know what I'm going to tell you? Get greedy in the Lord. We give up too easy sometimes. We quit. I'm just going to testify to you here a little bit. I was ready to quit. In my flesh, I was ready to quit.
But in my spirit, they ain't no quitting.
That fire we preached about the other day shut up down in my heart and my bones. That same fire that every child of God's got. You know what it is? It's greed. You know what? We better keep our eyes on God. And when your flesh says quit, when it says get mad, when it says get angry, when it says retaliate, you want me to tell you what to do? You get greedy and realize you're standing for God and not for yourself. It don't matter what man thinks of you. It don't matter what the world says about you. You go down to prison, you get persecuted, you get hated, and glorify your God.
It ain't about how we look. It ain't about this old prideful man. It's about him. You know what will happen when he gets glorified again? He said, if I be lifted up. If I be lifted up. Speaking of himself. What did he say he'd do, Mike Ball?
He'll draw all men unto him.
How do you do that? Commit your way unto him and trust him.
Get a hold of his hand. Get a hold of his hand.
And lead. Let him lead you.
Follow him.
When it seems like the way he's leading you is running, baby, you just keep a hold of the hand and you keep following. Commit your way to him.
And you hold on to the hand that's leading you. That's what the Lord laid on my heart. Well, that's shorter than normal. That's what God gave it to me. That's all it needed to get said. That's all I want to say.